This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more U.S. lawmakers from both parties are talking about serious consequences for Saudi Arabia after it admits to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, says he understands that the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a valuable one in many ways.
That relationship cannot allow savagery such as this. So I would ask the president to try to thread the needle here. Whether it involves imposing sanctions, whether it involves delaying arms sales, making a clear statement of condemnation at the end.
At least 5,000 Central American migrants saying they're seeking asylum from poverty, gang violence, and corruption in their home countries are now marching through Mexico. The Mexican government trying to process asylum requests from members of the group that numbered about 3,000 when they left Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Still no sign of a Wisconsin teenage girl who's been missing now for a week after her parents were discovered fatally shot in their home in Barron, Wisconsin. This neighbor says it leaves people wondering.
Wondering what ifs and what, where could she be and how do we move forward?
That's Kim Fransden speaking about the disappearance of Jamie Kloss on NBC's Today Show. Authorities don't know much right now except to say they do believe Jamie was in the home at the time her parents were murdered. The remains of another powerful hurricane could send some heavy rains into Texas later this week. Hurricane Willa became a Category 4 storm on Sunday night in the Pacific off the western coast of Guatemala. Texas could get some heavy rains from it come Thursday. President Trump will be in Houston today for a campaign rally with Republican Senator Ted Cruz, whose re-election is facing a challenge from Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The rally will take place on the first day of early voting in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 5,000 and maybe more than 7,000 Central American migrants seeking asylum are now making their way through Mexico north towards the U.S. border. And President Trump has something to say about it. Several things, in fact, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them.
On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first. And if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point.
Again, that's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. New York City police suspending body camera use for some 3,000 cops. The NYPD making the move after a Staten Island officer's body cam started smoking and then burst into flames on Saturday night. He wasn't injured. And China plans to put an artificial moon over the city of Chengdu. It's aiming to save millions in electricity costs, and it could have it in orbit by 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We've got with us the founder of History Speaks, author of Rise and Decline, and his latest series, Adam and Aggressors, Bruce Thatcher. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, and it's great to be with you.
Well, Bruce, talk about Adam and Aggressors. I know you look back on history, but fast forward to the present, Adam and Aggressors are really raising their heads quite dramatically. I have maintained that what we are fighting for in this country today is no longer about a Republican or Democratic ideals. This goes to the very heart and soul of this country, does it not?
Well, I think it does. Part of the government's responsibility, a major part of the government's responsibility, is to protect the country from foreign dangers.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the prime job of the federal government under our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're doing that very well when we don't identify who the we don't specifically identify, or apparently don't, who the most dangerous players are in terms of America's interests.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do things like refuse to name them and do things like sort of pretend that they're really reasonable people who think like I do, that I do and you do, we're putting our head in the sand. History
exactly.
shows this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to simply very specifically identify those people who are absolutely dedicated to doing harm to us, and then set about putting together specific actions to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we don't do this very well. We never have.
Well, Bruce, we haven't done it well. I mean, and this is really what is glaring. But not only have we not done it well on a foreign level, even domestically, we have allowed the enemy, to come inside the camp here. And we've accommodated them. We've allowed them to rise to positions of leadership, to overtake our government, influence it. And meanwhile, it's like Atlas Shrugged. We're not paying attention. I mean, Trevor Loudon, for many years, has done extensive research, reported on it. He's been on the air with us many times. You and I talked about it, I think, the last time we got together. And you know, Trevor's done an outstanding job in calling out the democratic socialists, you know, the elected officials within our government. I don't know how they put their hand on the Bible and swear allegiance to our Constitution. I mean, what they are supporting is in direct conflict to the most foundational principles of our U.S. Constitution.
You know, Bill, I've had, over the years, I've had people suggest to me that I ought to focus a little bit more on adamant aggressors within our own country. Mm-hmm. And I've resisted that because I've always tried to look at it in a kind of a traditional sort of way and say, well, it's our country and it's other people outside our country. But more and more, I think they and you have a point. Mm-hmm. Some of the most serious threats to our country and its existence as the republic it is come from within, and maybe the most serious do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these have been identified, but they can be identified as adamant aggressors and then dealt with in the same way if there's a specific plan for dealing with them, but not very effectively in just sort of a scattered approach of let's have a few people complain about them.
Mm-hmm.
and then go away and hope that the next election cycle will turn them all out and we'll be okay. Most of the people who don't like our government and our form of government are not elected officials. They're people who are entrenched in organizations and in the government itself, as you say. Mm-hmm.
Which has become the deep state. But the thing is, even by definition, adamant aggressors, when we look at them, you know, from a foreign personality, they are antithetical to the core principles. I mean, they don't agree with the U.S. Constitution. This is part of the rub that we're going through right now with Saudi Arabia. You know, we're in bed with Saudi Arabia because of some economic benefit. And, you know, and I think we're delusional. And in part, I think what we're finding out is there's enough evidence to demonstrate that, you know, Saudi Arabia is not a friend of ours. The fact that we don't share principles, you know, because of oil and some other interests, and I think that what's happened over the years, for decades now, we looked at Saudi Arabia as kind of being the linchpin to Middle East peace. But they don't seem to have that interest as much as we do. And, you know, and then with the recent events that have taken place, and again, you know, wasn't that long ago, 9/11 took place, and look where all the funding, you know, most of the funding came from, and, you know, the principal players in this. I mean, they're from Saudi Arabia. They're attacking the United States, really? I mean, you got radical Muslim behavior. You know, it's headquartered right there in Saudi Arabia, and you know, we want to try to embrace and think the most of them, but what we end up doing is we end up kind of reflecting our own perception on Saudi Arabia and ignore the obvious signs that they're uncivil in much the same way that we look at, you know, what the Democratic Party has become today. And as Hillary said, you want us to be civil, then you got to put us back in power. We're not going to be civil until we're back in power. Well, is that not by definition an adamant aggressor?
Well, it is. It is a definition of a form of adamant aggressor. And Saudi Arabia is absolutely the same as Wahhabi Islam.
Exactly.
And Wahhabi Islam has been the prime funder of Islam that in the mosques and the training and the teaching that absolutely condemns and all of Western ideals.
Mm-hmm.
They will be peaceful when they control the world.
Right.
In much the same way, right?
In much the same way. I mean, interesting that they're using the same language, or Hillary Clinton's using their language and not even knowing it.
And we do. Look at immigration policy. We do stupid things. We give preference on immigration to certain groups. Among those are religious teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Included among those religious teachers who get preference for immigration into this country are Wahhabi imams.
Mm-hmm.
They automatically, under our law, get preference. And that's insane. That's insane. Because because and they make no secrets of it. Mm-hmm. They want to destroy our form of government and our form of life. Their intent is to take over the world, mm-hmm. and they firmly believe they will do it.
So somehow, if we let them come here to America and enjoy a Perkins muffin or an In-N-Out burger, they're going to be westernized, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, that's not going to happen. They are going to enjoy all those things, mm-hmm. but they are not going to change their mind. The essential characteristic of an adamant aggressor is they are obsessed. They are absolutely obsessed with whatever it is their goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing will stand in their way. That is, they will not allow anything to
exactly.
stand in their way.
More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us, America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Yeah, Martinez.
He's ripped
reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment, just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, right here on Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks, author of Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them, and Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and The Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It. Bruce, how can they get their hands on your books?
Well, Amazon.com is the most available source of all of them. They can order them directly from me on History Speaks Today website. But particularly these five small ebooks that I've just come out with on Adamant Aggression are available Kindle only through Amazon.com. They're all all search on my name, and they'll pop up.
So we've got five books now completed, right?
Right. These five takes an individual case to illustrate these principles about Adamant aggressors. They start way back during the Ottoman Empire with Mehmed II, who took Constantinople. James K. Polk, our 11th president, is one of them from the point of view, certainly, of Mexico. Adolf Hitler. No more need be said. Ben-Gurion of Israel is an adamant aggressor in terms of his focus and absolute obsession with creating a new land out of Palestinian territory, and Joseph Stalin, of course. Each of these books takes you through the history of those individuals, how they're identified as adamant aggressors, and what they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, are all... I mean, in this particular case, you took adamant aggressors that, some of this could be perceived as negative. But in some cases, can it also be perceived as positive? I guess it depends a little bit on what side you're on.
Ah, there you go. A caveat that I put on all the books is don't make judgments. Mm-hmm. Don't make value judgments because depending on what side you stand on, they're either good or bad, but we're talking about the lessons. How do they behave, and how must you react to them if you want to, if you want to stop them from if you're on the negative side or the target side of them, you want to know how they behave and how you can stop them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because for that matter, I mean, you look at the Democratic Party today, which is not the John F. Kennedy Democratic Party any longer. It is morphing into something quite radical. You know, some try to say, well, you know, as the Democratic Party has moved left, the Republicans have kind of gone that way. Might be so. I guess there's a fair argument for that. But clearly, that rule of center or somewhat close to center is so far in the rearview mirror of the Democrats the way I see it right now. I mean, here they are blatantly saying, Bruce, which I think is quite dangerous, and this is revealed in the Veritas videos from James O'Keefe and his citizen reporters that are out there capturing these video comments from, Democratic operatives that just flat out just say, hey, look, we're lying because we know what the people want to hear, so we'll lie to them and, we'll get elected and all will be well with the universe once again when the Democrats are back in party, according to Hillary Clinton.
One of the characteristics of adamant aggression is that anybody needs to understand is that an adamant aggressor will use any means to achieve their ends. And we've certainly seen that kind of behavior recently. It doesn't matter what the mean, what the effect on people or anything else. Any means to achieve the end is a logical and good tool. I see all these riots and this vicious behavior perpetrated on innocent people. And most of it, not all, but most of it comes from the left, and it's praised. And then you see police standing by, doing nothing, just watching as it takes place. These are the people who are supposed to protect you from that kind of thing. And I am very much reminded of the declining days of the Roman Republic, when mobs were paid for and used by politicians on a routine basis. Mm-hmm. And I'm conditioned now from my writing and analysis, but I see that kind of thing happening, and it's very distressing.
Well, and it's important, and this is why we have you on, because you see this, and you are so connected with history. And as we know, for those that want to ignore or forget history, as they say, odds are you're going to repeat it. So why do we need to keep repeating these things? Well, part of it is our own human egos and ignorance over this, but shame on us. I mean, we've got enough history to look back and say, if you do this, you're going to get that. I mean, it's a causal situation that's taken place. But I think what leaves us all vulnerable here, Bruce, is that we've disconnected from founding principles. We've disconnected from, you know, our U.S. Constitution. When we are arguing about a Supreme Court justice, and we've got to argue and support that this person is more in line with the U.S. Constitution versus a spirit of activism and lawmaking from the bench. I mean, when we have to argue over, to me, those base principles, I mean, you know, what have we reduced ourselves to?
Well, interesting point. The Supreme Court is supposed to judge everything based on the Constitution, but a big chunk of our politicians want to base all judgments and evaluations of justices on political considerations. I don't know that that's changed a lot, but it's certainly worse now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, what Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats are excited about in terms of SCOTUS is that, or any federal bench, any judgment they can get, is that, they don't want to do the hard work that our forefathers had put in the Constitution. They found a way to short circuit it. And that is, they can go, you know, it's kind of like with mom and dad, okay? We know that dad can be a sucker on this one, so we're going to ignore mom and we'll go to dad and get the answer we want. And in this particular case, the Democrats don't want to do the hard work of legislating. So what they do is they find a sympathetic judge, kind of like what they did in California. California voted on the definition of marriage, and 8 million votes were suddenly eradicated by an activist judge out of San Francisco, who, by the way, happened to be gay. But here you got one judge with the power of his pen, and 8 million votes go by the wayside. And then the next thing you hear is from the Democrats is that every vote should count.
What you don't hear them say is that every means is a viable weapon if they can use it.
Right.
Everything else is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. The question is what works. And if one thing doesn't work, we'll try another thing because we have a long-term point of view and we're going to get this done.
Exactly. Can you say, based on your series, Adam and Aggressors, that the people marching, I mean, we've got another group of migrants, refugees, supposedly, but when they're interviewed, they say, look, we can't get work here, so we're going to America. I mean, America has opened up their gates and, they've let other caravans go through, so why are they giving us a bad time? But in a sense, are they not adamant aggressors because they're coming against our borders, they're coming against our beliefs and, our Constitution?
They're certainly aggressors if they're going to try to enter our country illegally. And this particular caravan is not spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So that evaluation is a fair one.
Well, and that's coming out loud and clear, Bruce Thatcher, that, here it is, time for the midterms, and this may be another one of those ploys by the adamant aggressors, as you say, that could come back and blow up in their face, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think America is getting fed up with people storming their borders right now, and it's not that we're unwelcoming, it's that we are welcoming, and that's the whole point of this. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
from Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more U.S. lawmakers from both parties are talking about serious consequences for Saudi Arabia after it admits to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, says he understands that the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a valuable one in many ways.
That relationship cannot allow savagery such as this. So I would ask the president to try to thread the needle here. One, two, whether it involves imposing sanctions, whether it involves delaying arms sales, making a clear statement of condemnation at the end.
At least 5,000 Central American migrants saying they're seeking asylum from poverty, gang violence, and corruption in their home countries are now marching through Mexico. The Mexican government trying to process asylum requests from members of the group that numbered about 3,000 when they left Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, just the way you like us, fresh and independent right here, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Lou Euler joins us, speaking of fresh and independent, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how are we doing?
I am well, thank you, and the nation is doing great because of tax reform.
Without a doubt. I mean, this is the thing that the Democrats were hoping that mainstream America would not realize, that somehow the lies that they're trying to perpetrate on the American people would overbalance the weight in their pocketbook because they have more cash in it as a result of the Trump economy and all these regulations that we've gotten rid of.
You bet. Now, I'll tell you, the combination of cutting the deep state and its regulatory, and then opening up the economy with tax rate reduction and increased pay for individuals, et cetera. The combination has been dazzling for the nature of our economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that stood out for me early on with President Trump and his administration, what I heard repeatedly was that Donald Trump would ask his cabinet and those that were responsible, that was one of the first questions he would ask them, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? He knew that jobs was going to be a key indicator. And here we are, Lou. I mean, the most recent report says 7.1 million jobs have been created under this president. I mean, that is a phenomenal number.
It is. And what is is really incredible is the number of jobs that are looking for occupants.
Exactly. Imagine.
That are going unfilled. Mm-hmm. Now, what that does, of course, is it increases the pay so that job creators are competing with each other for the available job fillers, mm-hmm. and that drives the pay up, and it gives one of the things that has been really amazing to me is we have finally increased what is known as worker productivity, mm-hmm. the actual output per worker per hour worked based on the abilities and the capital equipment that have been purchased to help them be more productive. We're finally turning the corner in that indicator, which is key to any successful industrialized society.
Without a doubt. And the thing is that to me, it's an exciting time, especially for, you know, the labor force, because not only do you have people stepping out of the labor force and they themselves being bosses and the job creators, because you know, hey, let's call it for what it is. You know, the water is nice and comfortable, and it's a good time to jump in, even on the deep end of the pool, and realize these dreams that you've put on the table for a long time and just said, okay, we're going to table it for now. But now, because of the Trump economy and this enthusiasm that's taken place, people are dreaming big dreams again. And to me, that's really exciting, because I think, you know, if we can hold this course, Lou, can you imagine the kind of innovation that's going to take place in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh, I know. It is truly amazing. And what all of the indicators are suggesting, too, is that the entire world is shifting more to America, mm-hmm. for products, for development, for investment. So all of these dynamics are now at work, and you've got to really hand it to this fellow Trump. I am always amazed because, you know, we see these headlines that we're having trade wars and we're having this and that, and somehow he pulls a rabbit out of the hat like the NAFTA result, because he is a artist at negotiation. So
yeah.
You lay those things together, good policy and good leadership, and we're making real progress.
Well, let me tell you, Lou, the likes of Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and those think that that's what Trump is doing, is pulling a rabbit out of his hat. This guy's a common sense, no nonsense kind of businessman. He's done this all his life. He's not going to go out there and chase windmills like Don Quixote. I mean, it's calculated. He's you know, he's been in more than one rodeo, as they say. So it's all calculated. He knows that America has the leverage. Previous presidents did not believe in the significance and the exceptionalism of America, and Donald Trump is bringing that back. He's unleashing this human potential and productivity in this country that, you know, look at, if he's able, by God's grace and the wisdom of the voters here in America, to realize 6 more years in running this government, dare I say that we could make a serious dent in the $22 trillion of indebtedness, new innovation, job creation, not only in America, but around the world. Because what's going to happen is that with America raising the ante and leading the way, let's face it, people will follow the leader. They're going to be encouraged to do right by their own people and for themselves, because, you know, that's the one thing the competition does, is that it spurs you on, because you say, hey, that Lou Euler guy, he's making all this money and he's doing all this stuff. Well, man, if he's doing it, I'm jumping in, you know.
Now, right? You're absolutely right. And what we've got to do over the next 2 or 3 weeks now is to really reach the undecided voter and the person who's been a kind of a doubting Thomas about some of these policies, and urge them to grab hold, to really think it through, appear at the polls. They can't change and improve America by staying home. They've
right.
got to be players, and they simply cannot continue to listen to the naysayers in the press who never seem to get it right in terms of what is actually happening job-wise, profit-wise, etc. And some of the left-wing economists that surrounded Barack Obama continue to try and, decimate our progress. And we have to just look through them, understand what their problems are, and be for America's future.
Well, why do you want to put them back in control again? We had 8 ugly years. It was a disaster for this country. I can't pull anything out of those 8 years, Lou, and say, boy, I want that back again. I really don't. It was a disaster. And here we are. We're starting to right the ship. Here are the first 2 years of this administration. At every turn, I mean, Donald Trump and the administration and his team are just breaking the records. And so why do we want to stop that? And this is what people need to understand. Okay, I get it. You may not like Donald Trump. All right. I understand. Okay. But, you gotta like his policies. You gotta like the fact that, you got more money in your pocketbook. You gotta like the fact that, you got a president who is, you know, for the first time in a long time is sincerely concerned about your national security. He's doing everything he can to protect we the people. He's doing everything he can to return to the rule of order once again. He's doing everything he can to improve the standing that we have internationally, to where people who started to bully and poke their finger in America's eyes are thinking twice, because they know, just like with Ronald Reagan, they're messing with somebody who can poke right back.
That's right. And they have to hold out the holy grail of the rate of economic growth. That is the key to every single individual's future and every business's future. The rate at which you double the size of the economy, everybody is along for a tremendous ride to increase their own wealth and their own future. And that's what the economic growth going to 4% plus, which is where we seem to be now,
exactly,
more than double what Obama did. That's the key to the future, and that's why people should get on board, is to keep that growth rate moving.
Exactly. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou.
You bet.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through. Every hour, 8 days a week, yeah. Your love is like a fountain. It'll never run dry. It'll never run dry. Your love is...
Hey, we're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're waiting on Bob Waliszewski, Director of Media and Culture and PluggedIn.com for Focus on the Family. We're going to be talking about the movies Hate U Give, Goosebumps 2, a quick Gosnell movie update, but also as we bring Bob on, and we'll let him get warmed up here and get his vocal cords all stretched out properly, and he's done his Pilates for his tongue, then we'll be able to speak very fluidly. But, you know, Bob, let me tell you, I was excited. I spoke with Dean Sell, our buddy Dean Sell from Sight and Sound last week, and the release of Moses. So we've gone from big stage to the big screen to your living room with the DVD release last week, actually the week before, October the 16th, of Moses, now on DVD. Did you get a chance to see that show up there in Lancaster?
I saw it in Branson.
You did.
Branson.
Okay.
My wife and I saw it there, and then I rewatched it when I saw the film version on DVD.
Right.
And like you, I can't say enough about it.
Yeah.
This is not your high school or college drama department, trying to put together a play. I have never been to a Broadway play. So when I say it's Broadway quality, I've not speaking.
Well, I've been to many, although my wife and I were boycotting this year. We normally go at Christmas, and enjoy the theater. But, you know, Broadway's become too political for us, and we decided we're going to go spend our money somewhere else.
Well, this has to be, and maybe you can speak to it since you've been comparing.
Yes.
It has to rival anything on Broadway, if not surpass. I mean, here's some examples of things I don't think you're going to see on Broadway that you see in Moses. You see live trained animals, come on stage and they they exit when they're supposed to and they come on when they're supposed to. And you kind of go, wow, this is pretty fabulous. And the sets are, I mean.
Oh, they're extraordinary.
They're expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everything that reflects the glory of God is reflected there in Sight and Sound. I don't know of anybody, that is faith-minded and faith-convicted can go there and not feel a sense of pride of the hard work that Sight and Sound, the entire team, puts into these presentations. And you're exactly right. And I can tell you, I love the theater. It is almost has been an annual pilgrimage. So we're going to find some other theater to enjoy over the holidays. But it won't be in
Branson,
New York this year.
Lancaster.
Yeah, well, that's why I told Dean. I said, get the hot cocoa going, man. We'll come up and see Lindsay and the three kids, you know. So we'll do that. I'd love to be able to do that. Plus, Mona has not, she has yet to see the vibrant colors of the East Coast, you know, that only, you know, the autumn leaves and the East Coast can deliver. It's just so exciting. But that's that. And also, real quick, let's do an update on the Gosnell movie. They had another great weekend, all things considered, in spite of all the animus and the counterattacks against this movie. Facebook has said, nope, we're not going to let you promote. I mean, they have there's been resistance all along, and there is a reason. It's clear for the reason that's here. But understand this. That the resistance against abortion, and this movie, in a sense, is not about abortion, although you can come away with it and say, yes, it most certainly is. But it's deeper than that, which anything that has to do with our very souls often is deeper than what's at the top. And I think this movie, Bob, I believe, is moving hearts and minds to a whole level. For a time such as this, I mean, for all the conversation and fussing that we had over the Kavanaugh hearing and how they tried to bring abortion into issue, that didn't work. So then they came up with something else. But the fact of the matter is that, people still have bought into the lie there, the effect of the lie that they bought into, brought to you by our U.S. government. And meanwhile, 60 million babies later, that have been murdered, some in their mother's womb, some outside. In this particular case, as you will see in Gosnell, this is a movie that you have to see. It's PG-13, so it's not like it's not like it's gory, but your imagination will take you where it needs to go in order to understand the horror of abortion.
Yeah, I would say the verbal depiction is where the gruesomeness comes in, but fortunately the director not only worked hard at not showing us gruesome scenes, at the very end in the credits, it says to see a picture that was pivotal in the court case, which they never showed in the movie, they actually give you a website. So
exactly.
And, which that alone is all pretty, people need to see. If they say, well, you know, I've been thinking of taking my 15-year-old and my 17-year-old to see it, but I wonder if it's too gruesome for them. I'd say, no, I don't think so. I really think they worked hard at it. Yes, you're going to get some verbal depictions that your kids will hear, but again, it is an important film in this day, for such a time as this, just so we realize what went on in Philadelphia, what is going on still today. We don't know when abortion clinics pretty well run without a lot of oversight. And when they do find out that something is wrong, it's oftentimes governmental people look the other way because they realize it's such a hot potato. And that's just wrong. We need to stand up for righteousness. And that's what these detectives did back when they started. They first went looking for drugs.
Exactly.
And they found out something else. And then they said,
somebody was murdered.
On this.
Yeah, they go, there was a murder? Well, I mean, or somebody died. They said there was a death. And so you had basically two investigations going on at the same time. You had the FBI and the DEA looking into drugs, and then you had the local police also looking into drugs, but also following up on this issue that somebody had died in the place. And then they realized just how ignored these facilities are, as they said in the movie. In Pennsylvania, it is mandated by law that nail salons are investigated every year. But here they have, because of the hot potato that abortion and Planned Parenthood and all that that has been contrived to be, it puts the women at risk, the very women that they say they so care about, puts them at risk. And here it is, you've got the doctor using instruments that were single-use intended. Multiple times, you know, there was...
And training junior high kids to be anesthesiologists.
Yeah.
Who would ever do that?
I gave them 20 minutes of training, Bob. I mean, talk about the Evelyn Wood School of speed anesthetizing, I guess. You know, disgusting what's going on.
It's 673 theaters across the Bill Martinez radio universe, which means so far in the 2 weeks it's been out, it's made $2 million, $1 million a weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty good so far. I think word of mouth will help it. And when it comes out on DVD, this is probably one of those films that will also do well because people will say, you know, I would like to see this when it comes out on on a smaller screen. Anyways, I hope it does. Once again, anything to help get the message out, this very pro-life message, I'm all for. So,
about 2 minutes left here, Robert. Let's talk about Hate U Give, huh?
Yeah, this film actually came out a couple weeks ago, but it came out wide over this weekend. And it did, quite well, actually. But a little bit about it. In fairness, I want to just say The Hate U Give has a very good heart. I know where the author of the book and the director of the film wanted us to go. They want us to stand up for injustice. A little bit about it. It's inspired by the 6 o'clock news headlines of unarmed black men being shot and killed by white police officers. And that's what happens in this fictionalized version of African-American young lady, high school girl named Star Carter, that's what they call her, and a African-American friend are driving after a party. He gets pulled over, reaches for a hairbrush, killed by a white police officer. And it's kind of, what should she do? Should she stand up and tell the truth, or should she just slink into the shadows? Mm-hmm. And, of course, the film is saying she needs to stand up for truth. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of police bias in this film that comes through to me, even though we do have one good police officer in this film that says some things that I really appreciate. But at the end of the film, it's just slanted just a little bit, a little disappointed. But there's also a lot of harsh language, and I gave this one a 2.5. A little bit of editing, a little bit of, put a better policeman, a little bit more of a police, that we love our police officers in it.
Right.
I would have liked this film quite a bit better. So.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk last week about Goosebumps 2. Of course, that's in the top 5 this week as well. And we've got about a minute left here.
Okay. Well, Goosebumps 2 Haunted Halloween, I would call it kind of your Freddy Krueger or Halloween, which happens to be the number one film, Jamie Lee Curtis film in the nation. It's kind of one of those light. You know, if you want to make a horror film for Halloween for kiddos, this is what you come up with. Is that what most faith-based parents want to take their kids to? I don't think so.
No,
I didn't like it at all and not recommending it at all. Gave it a 2 because of the target audience.
Exactly. Well, real quick, a couple more seconds left. TV, God Friended Me. What are your thoughts real quick on that?
You know, I actually watched it with my wife last night, the first episode, and we got it on our laptop computer and watched. The first episode I thought was very friendly. I haven't seen episode 2, 3, 4. I think it's all.
We got to leave it there. Episodes. Bob Walaszewski, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.